Chapter 11. When they drew near to Jerusalem and arrived at Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples with these instructions: "Go to the village on the other side, and as you enter it, you will find there a colt tied up that no one has ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone says to you, 'What are you doing?' give this answer: 'The Lord needs it,' but he will send it back immediately." They went off and found the colt out in the street, tied at the door. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders asked, "Why are you untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them, and the people allowed them to continue. They brought the colt to Jesus, threw their cloaks on its back, and Jesus sat upon it. Many people also spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread leafy branches from the fields. Then the people who walked ahead and those who followed behind Jesus began to shout, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David which comes. Hosanna in the highest." So Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And after he had looked all around, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, when they were leaving Bethany, he felt hungry. In the distance, he noticed a fig tree covered with leaves. So he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. Then Jesus said to the fig tree, "May no one ever eat your fruit." And his disciples heard these words. When they reached Jerusalem, Jesus went to the temple and began to drive away all the people he saw buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the stools of those who sold pigeons, and he would not let anyone carry anything through the temple area. Jesus then taught the people, "Does not God say in the scriptures, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all the nations,' but you have turned it into a den of thieves?" The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard of this, and they tried to find a way to destroy him. They were afraid of him because all the people were captivated in his teaching. When evening came, Jesus left the city. Early next morning, as they walked along the road, the disciples saw the fig tree withered to its roots. Peter then said to him, "Master, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." And Jesus replied, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, if you say to this mountain, 'Get up and throw yourself into the sea,' and have no doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will happen, it will be done for you. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it shall be done for you. And when you stand to pray, forgive whatever you may hold against anyone, so that your heavenly Father may also forgive your sins." They were once again in Jerusalem. As Jesus was walking in the temple, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders came to him and asked, "What authority do you have to act like this? Who gave you authority to do the things you do?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you a question, only one, and if you give me an answer, then I will tell you what authority I have to act like this. Was John's preaching and baptism a work of God, or was it merely something human? Answer me." And they kept arguing among themselves. "If we answer that it was a work of God, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' but neither could they answer before the people that the baptism of John was merely something human, for everyone regarded John as a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We don't know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you what authority I have to act as I do."